Vrindavan is such a nice place. Flowers are always blooming, and there are even various kinds of decorated deer. Birds are chirping, peacocks are dancing and crowing, and bees are always humming around. The cuckoos there sing nicely in five kinds of tunes. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, blowing on his flute, accompanied by his elder brother Balaram and all the other cowherd boys and cows, entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the pleasing atmosphere.
Throw me that bell fruit! Peach, you must do whatever I say.
In this way, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, spent the summer season enjoying childhood play with all of his friends. The summer season in India is not very welcome due to the excessive heat. But the summer in Vrindavan appeared just like spring, because Krishna and Balaram, who are the controllers of everything, resided there. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were never disturbed by the scorching heat of the sun or the high temperatures. Surrounded by sweet breezes, crystal lakes, gentle waves of the Jamuna, melodious waterfalls and lush scenery, Krishna and his friends engaged in their transcendental pastimes while tending the calves.
Basura, the great demon. My bodily strength is unequaled. These two boys are not a match for me. Just the sound of my name strikes terror into the hearts of everyone. Even the demigods are afraid of my prowess. Ha! I have killed my enemy, and now my other enemies will be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfectly powerful and happy. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. Yes, and I am very clever as well. By my mystic powers, I will disguise myself as a cowherd boy and kidnap these two brothers. Then, with great pleasure, I will kill them!
Disguised as a cowherd boy, the great demon Pralambasura entered the company of all the other cowherd boys, desiring to kidnap both Balaram and Krishna and kill them.
Although I am playing the part of a cowherd boy as a supreme personality of Godhead, I can understand that this cowherd boy who is approaching us is actually a demon. Let me think how to kill him. I will appear to receive him as a friend. Oh, my dear friend, it is very good that you have come to take part in our pastimes.
Yes, I am so glad to be here.
Now we shall play in pairs.
Oh, good, I like to play.
We shall challenge one another in pairs. Come on, everyone, let's play in a dueling fight. We'll have two parties. I'll have one side. Balaram, you take the other. The defeated members will have to carry the winners on their backs.
Vishabha, we're on Balaram's team.
I'm on Krishna's side. Our dear new friend, you join us on Krishna's team.
All right. I think that we will be victorious.
They began playing. And at the same time, tended the cows as they proceeded through the Bandaravan forest.
Watch out, Shwana! I'm gonna push you!
I'll chop you to a
go for it! Don't push me, Shwana!
The party of Balaram, accompanied by Shrikant, came out victorious.
can understand that this Krishna is the most powerful of the cowherd boys, and better avoid his company. I will carry Balaram far away. Okay, let's go!
In order to avoid the company of Krishna, Pralambasura carried Balaram far away into the forest. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who was compared to a mountain. Therefore, he began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form.
Like blazing fire, and his mouth is flashing with sharpened teeth. He is carrying me away from my friends in order to kill me. I'll strike him with my fist.
The cowherd boys embraced Balaram with great affection, offering their blessings and congratulations. All the demigods in the heavenly planets became very satisfied and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Lord Balaram. Thus, the demon, thinking that he was invincible, was sure of success. But he was tricked by Krishna and Balaram, and thus liberated.